This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from one of the most powerful hurricanes to ever hit the United States is rising. It now stands at least 11, with 5 deaths in Virginia alone. Michael claiming lives as well in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. As the search for survivors continues and the recovery efforts begin, there are still more than a million people without power in the southeast U.S. The storm now long gone, it's moved out over the Atlantic as a tropical depression.
We don't have any information on his whereabouts right now or what happened to him.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert there on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials say they have audio and video proof that he was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
It's a correction that I think is caused by the Federal Reserve with interest rates.
President Trump yesterday speaking about the multi-day slide in stocks on Wall Street.
We have interest rates going up at a clip that's much faster than certainly a lot of people, including myself, would have anticipated. I think the Fed is out of control. I think what they're doing is wrong.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average had fallen by 800 points over 2 days through yesterday. But good news for investors, stocks sharply higher at the open today. A bounce in bank stocks and tech shares seem to be boosting a rally after those 2 days of steep losses. And we're just getting word that a Turkish judge is setting North Carolina pastor Andrew Brunson free after he'd been detained for 2 years in Turkey. He appeared before a judge today on charges he'd committed crimes on behalf of terror groups, charges he's denied. But again, Pastor Andrew Brunson is reportedly a free man. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wuerl now resigning amid the ongoing clergy sex abuse scandals, as the Vatican has announced just this morning. Pope Francis accepted Wuerl's resignation. Wuerl facing increasing pressure to step down after a Pennsylvania grand jury report found that over 300 priests in that state sexually abused kids over a 70-year period. And Wuerl was the Pittsburgh bishop from 1988 until taking over the D.C. job in 2006. He was accused of not dealing with pedophile priests while in Pittsburgh, also accused of knowing about the alleged abuses of his predecessor in Washington, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who resigned in July over his abuse allegations. Wuerl issued a statement today apologizing for what he calls past errors in judgment, saying he hopes his resignation will give the Washington Archdiocese a fresh start. No replacement's been chosen yet. The Vatican says Wuerl will remain a cardinal. And a new British study confirms that people who use standing desks at work do feel better. Workplace health expert Jeanette Roney is not surprised, saying when you stand at a desk, you're more productive because your brain and your muscles get better blood flow and less inflammatory response. The study showed that workers given standing desks said they had fewer back problems and less neck pain. And standing or sitting, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. McElhaney was scheduled originally to be with us for this half hour, and she was caught on an airplane, but her story needs to be told. You've heard me. I've interviewed her many times. Her and Phelim McAleer, these are investigative journalists out of Ireland that have been on top of the Kermit Gosnell story from day one. In fact, we were involved in trying to help them raise money. They were eventually able to raise enough money, which was, an incredible story in and of itself. This is a story that had to be told, but you have to know that there was resistance every step of the way. It was not easy for them to crowdfund in the traditional sort of way. They were blocked because of, you know, what the topic was all about. And it was Kermit Gosnell and, of course, his abortion clinic there in Philadelphia that ran with impunity for many years. And the cost, to the community, to human lives, to babies, is just heartbreaking. Last night, we attended an early premiere of the movie. This was the second time that I had a chance to view it. The movie, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Killer, Serial Killer. This is a movie that must not be missed. Whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, you need to see this movie and understand what is the motivation of many pro-lifers. And that is that we need to be educated. We've been, told a big lie about abortion over the years, that it was, like a tumor, maybe just some, extraordinary tissue set on the side. And the debate has increased ever since the passing of Roe v. Wade, when we started realizing what was happening. In the movie, for example, even prior to the passing of Roe v. Wade, there was this very aggressive movement to refine the abortion process. And it was brought out in the movie here that, and it's all part of the story, and something that Ann and Phelim had reported on years ago, was that back in 1972, Kermit Gosnell and some other doctors, abortion doctors, had got together, and they I think it was in D.C. where they did the experiment. I don't know exactly what city it was, but they got 15 women And they did this experimentation on these women to make abortions easier. Now, this comes from a culture that was so concerned about, remember they would talk about the alleyway coat hanger abortions that would take place? Well, what they had come up with was this device, if you can imagine, it was like this ball that was inserted into the woman's uterus, and then, you know, then it opened up, and it opened up, you know, exposing a bunch of knives that just started cutting away at the inside of a woman. One woman had to have a hysterectomy afterwards. I believe, I may be saying this wrong, I believe one woman died. But you can imagine, I mean, blades inside a woman's body, you know, just cutting things out. And it was a disaster. And in order to avoid punishment and kind of let the things die down, Gosnell goes to, I think it was Bermuda is where he went to for several years, later to come back to Philadelphia in a poverty area, mostly black area, of course. And he sets up shop there and was in operation for 30 years. And when you see the movie, they show you, of course, this is a depiction. There's some liberties, you know, with the movie, but you get the drift as to what's going on here. This was, you know, documented as well from the reports of the FBI report and the DEA that went in to investigate. Because if you remember, the whole issue with Kermit Gosnell, what really brought him to light, forget about the fact that a woman had already died. There were lots of complaints, including, I mean, these were complaints that should have risen to the attention of Tom Ridge, who was a pro-choice Republican governor at the time. But he chose to turn his head, as many did, because this is about abortion. It's about a woman's right. You know, we can't talk about this. And meanwhile, women, our fellow human beings, are being abused, killed, and, you know, and we're not even talking about babies here. I mean, forget about the fact that, you know, even in Philadelphia, there was a rule of 24-hour, you know, they had to have 24-hour notice. That was out the door. Forget it. That didn't come into play. Kermit Gosnell believed he was above the law, that just got in the way. He didn't respect those laws. And also that there was a gestation period, that no abortion was to take place beyond 24 weeks. So what he would do is he would put down 24.5. Thinking, I mean, this is how confused this man was, thinking that 24.5 was a rounding error and that they would go down. Well, 24.5, if anybody knows anything about fractions, it's rounded up. It's not rounded down. But in his world and justification, he thought, well, okay, well, you know, and it was his call because, again, the rules just got in the way of his ability to serve the community. And he totally deluded himself. And along the way, of course, just made an incredible amount of money where he owned a lot of property. There was cash, just an incredible amount of cash there in his clinic, in his home that they discovered. It's quite revealing. But let me tell you, this is a movie that you cannot miss. You have to see it. And as I say, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, this will open your eyes up to the lies that have been perpetrated to us. It reminds me, years ago, I had interviewed Andy Andrews, wrote, I thought, a very profound book, not very thick. I mean, you could read it in maybe a couple of hours. It was How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And it was really about what happened in World War II and the philosophy of one Adolf Hitler. And what Adolf Hitler believed, he says, well, you know, people, you know, the bigger the lie, the better. So you got to sell them on the lie. And this is what's happened with Roe v. Wade and what's happened in our country. Eugenicists have been working for a long time. This just didn't happen in the 70s. This had been going on, and you could say maybe Darwin helped to open the door back in the 1850s to this, because with Darwinism, it suddenly gave justification to the idea that, you know, God was too prevalent in the American culture. God needed to be excavated, and we needed to, you know, get God out of the picture, and we would take it from here. The secularists will do this. So, you know, they moved along, and one of the first institutions they took over, of course, was the educational system, and we see what a mess it is today. It was further compromised in the mid-60s when our government said, okay, we're going to remove the Ten Commandments out of the classrooms, and of course we see what happens here. And so now with Roe v. Wade, you know, we become disrespecters of life. We don't see it as life anymore. And here today, we have murdered 60 million babies. This is a labor force, a generation labor force. And quite interesting that today we find ourselves with more jobs than people to serve the jobs that are available in this country. And meanwhile, we have annihilated an entire labor force, 40% of which are black, 25% are Hispanic, and you can figure out the rest, all under the big lie that it is a woman's right to choose. But what about the babies? We'll talk more about the Gosnell movie. Stay with us. This is Bill Martinez at 15 after the top of the hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Lower tax.
taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Fresh and independent, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking about the Gosnell movie. Had a chance to see it again last night. Spoke with some of the people that were there in attendance to get their reaction. Let's play the first soundbite from the first participant, if we would, Brett.
Tell us what your impression was about the movie.
Well, my first impression was I was kind of shocked at just the lack of awareness, I guess, just even from how many people came to see the movie, but then even within the movie, how much lack of awareness the press, even just how hush-hush, you know, that we don't like to talk about this, and just such a late term with the, you know, I don't know, just
hard for
me to talk like this.
No, I understand. You know, this is very emotional.
It is. And that, you know, talking about rights and everything, but my goodness, when you see this, that such a travesty when you see late-term abortions happening and that, you know, it's terrible, and we don't want to discuss this.
Exactly.
Well, Jay, you know, what she's bringing up here is really the political angle of all this, and we saw it on display during the Kavanaugh hearings, and I think this is what's so interesting about, you know, the timing of all this, that, you know, one moment we're debating over the you know, the confirmation of a justice in the Supreme Court. And the issue is really, and this was, you know, Planned Parenthood and all the activists bringing to mind, look at this as our body. You know, we need to protect this, and we need to protect Roe v. Wade and abortion. And it's like, okay, after all these years since 1973, are we wiser still, or are we still, is it one of those things that we just step over and want to ignore? Let's play the next soundbite from her husband.
The rug, and this was terrible. I don't even remember hearing about it on the news, you know? And I'm like, why didn't we hear about this? You know? And even in the movie theater here, I'm like, where's our poster? You know?
Right.
It's
exactly.
A little teeny tiny sign.
Right.
Right here. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm like, wow. It's just, we don't talk about it, you know? So to me, I just wish we would know more about this.
Right.
And to get it out here.
Exactly.
So that more people knew about it. Whether and the movie talks about it. It's not talking about our rights. These are babies.
Yes.
That are being killed. You know?
Exactly.
Plain and simple. You know, it touched the whole entire crowd in that courtroom. And if you don't have a heart
right.
for that, I don't know who you are if you don't have a heart for that.
Exactly. What impressed you most?
You know, I think I'm glad to see that the information is getting out. I think that, you know, this is something that probably hasn't had so much focus on. But I think that the producers and directors were brave to bring it out and to put it out there. And, you know, it's one of the things that I'm impressed with. Obviously, the subject matter is, you know, very difficult.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to your point, Dean Cain's getting attacked. I don't know if you know that. He's already being attacked by the blogs and Twitters and Twitter world's coming after him big time.
I'm going to pick it up from here now.
You know,
and what we're talking about here, if you haven't seen it, Tom Arnold went after Dean Cain. Superman, you know, and Dean Cain has one of the starring roles in this movie. So you can imagine the pushback in Hollywood. Again, you know, this is all sacred territory. We're pulling back the veil on, you know, abortion and what actually takes place. You know, Mary Beth had talked about, this was the first woman that I spoke with, was talking about late-term abortions. Yes, it's in there. I mean, they run the spectrum of abortions, I mean, to the point where you will hear in the movie where Dr. Gosnell says, whoa, this is a big one here. You know, he's so big, he could walk me to the bus stop. this was, you know, quote unquote, his statement about one of the babies that he aborted. In many cases, babies were born alive, they were not, they were not killed in the womb. In fact, they even in the movie interview a gal who obviously, who is a doctor, and they asked her, they said, well, how many abortions have you done? She goes, well, my career, 30,000 abortions. I mean, the number was astounding that she had done that many. And when asked about the procedure and if there had ever been a mistake and, had a baby ever been born live, in the circumstance, and she says, no, never, because they always made sure from the sonogram that the baby's heart was stopped. And, of course, they went through the process and how in which they stopped the baby's heart inside the womb and then how they, began to excavate the baby out of the mother's womb. And I got to tell you, the other night, I don't know if I shared this with you or not, but I happened to see, and we've got to post this on our website. It was very disturbing. So I want to warn you, and you can go to YouTube and you can see a illustration of the process. And immediately, in fact, I talked to one of the guests last night about this, about Abby Johnson. You know, Abby Johnson, who's been on with us many times, who used to work with Planned Parenthood. She was a director of a facility, and she witnessed what an abortion looked like through a sonogram. And it was so disturbing for her, she left. She just walked out. I'm out of here. And it made her, in an instant, it opened up her eyes to the truth, and she has been pro-life ever since. Because people want to think that, hey, this is just like a tumor being removed. But when you actually see even at 20, 24 weeks and you see the development of the child and how they remove that baby out of the mother's womb. And they all say, oh, well, the child doesn't feel any pain. Well, if you see in a sonogram, you see the reaction, even to the point that, you know, at the early stages when they go to, insert, some suction and they insert a device into the mother's womb, you see the child recoiling and understanding by instinct that its very life is being threatened, and it reacts to that. Well, then the next procedure is where they go in and they grab the forceps and start, ripping the child apart, limb by limb, literally. And the disturbing thing is, and this is all, depicted in the movie, and not in a gross sort of way, but in a respectful sort of way, I guess, if you can talk about something that is so disrespectful and dishonoring of humanity. I think they did a great job in the production of this movie. It's just really very, very well produced. Can we, Brad, can we go to the one lady who talks about naming this one baby, which is one of the babies that Dr. Gosnell was convicted of murdering? This baby was born alive. In the movie, it was known as Baby A. Can we go to that, or do we have to go through the... Okay, let's pick her up right now, then.
We need to stop in this country calling things something that they aren't. These aren't fetuses. These are babies. And I have to just share with you, at the end of the movie, baby.
Yes, I want to.
He has a name.
Yes.
He's not Baby A. I wanted to name every one of those babies. So, get this movie out there. Go and see this movie. I don't care if you're pro-choice, pro-life. I don't care what you label you are. See this movie and inform yourself before you decide to take a side. Inform yourself, get educated, and realize you're talking about babies, people, our future generations. We are murdering our generations. So we just need to stop.
We need to see this movie. I mean, this movie is something that is so timely now. Here we are at 60 million babies and counting that have been aborted in our country. The example and how we have led the way. I mean, to the point that Ireland, as we talked about yesterday, I mean, they're rejoicing that they're now doing abortions in Ireland. That is not something to rejoice over, that they are making a way to murder the future generations of Irish. It is a sad commentary, ladies and gentlemen, and I pray that all our eyes would be opened up to the truth, and this movie will go a long way in doing that. Gosnell, the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from one of the most powerful hurricanes to ever hit the United States is rising. It now stands at least 11, with 5 deaths in Virginia alone. Michael claiming lives as well in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. As the search for survivors continues and the recovery efforts begin, there are still more than 1 million people without power in the southeast U.S. The storm now long gone. It's moved out over the Atlantic as a tropical depression.
We don't have any information on his whereabouts right now or what happened to him.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert there on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials say they have audio and video proof that he was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. I mean, you know, I love him.
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
Only for your glory, my hands reach. Up in your home, make my soul sing. Further you are holy, my feet is. Every beat is calling, every beat is calling on your name.
Bill Martinez Live.
Is here for more information on the show. Go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. You know, learning English is a bridge to prosperity for many Latinos living in the United States. While the journey to learn can be challenging, many people find that watching English language TV is helpful. In fact, New York Times published an article last fall detailing how the show Friends had become a favorite of Spanish-speaking Major League Baseball players. Wilmer Flores, Luis Severino, Freddy Galvez, and others came came to the United States to play ball without knowing English. Imagine. The hit show became a language guide for young players who were learning English as a second language. And here to talk about this even more is the vice president of Dish Latino, Alfredo Rodriguez. Alfredo, how are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me on the show.
Hey, an honor to have you here to talk about the key motivators for people who want to learn English.
Yeah, Bill, you know, we are launching today on our Dish Latino service as well as on Sling a channel called Inglés para Todos or English for All. Right. And it's the first of its kind channel dedicated to helping people learn and improve their English. The motivation really comes, and you mentioned one of them is prosperity, but another one is just empowerment and connection. These are things that our customers and Hispanics in the Hispanic community talk to us about that they feel that they miss when they don't dominate the English language.
Exactly. Alfredo, whether, you know, I mean, it's reasonable when you think about it, you know, whether it's the United States that you would come to, you know, if you went to Russia or any other foreign country, you need to learn the language of the indigenous people in order to, you know, communicate with them, to understand signs there. I mean, just reasonable things that come into play here. And so it's only natural. I know for my parents and my grandparents, that was the goal. The goal was, you know, we're going to assimilate, we're going to learn the language, because you found out very quickly that the people that understood the language had a better chance at being successful, in this case, in the United States.
Yeah, no, I think you said it exactly right. I think by no means are we saying that one should not stay true to one's culture or roots or even, you know, the Spanish language, but English is very important. It's necessary to be able to assimilate and prosper in this country and this wonderful country. The other thing that you said that I think is exactly true, and for those of your viewers that have had the chance to travel, go on vacation to a country where, you know, English is not the first language, you know, the struggles are real, but that is vacation. This is not vacation for a lot of people.
Right.
These are their new lives. So that assimilation is critical. So we're really proud to be able to launch this channel really free of charge. It's included in our service that offers the possibility for a lot of Hispanics in our community to both either learn or improve their English.
I got to tell you, Alfredo, this has been a long time coming. We saw it in the radio industry. Radio has been a big part of my life, you know, for almost 40-plus years. And, you know, we saw this early on in Spanish radio, is that the people wanted to have that opportunity to be able to hear. So we experimented with some of the Hispanic stations in Los Angeles, where we would mix a little bit of, you know, the Spanish language with English, and I'm not talking necessarily Spanglish, as they would say, but, you know, there was a mix to where, you know, because we found that people who were listening to the state, if they listened only to Spanish radio, they felt like, you know, they needed to be exposed to some English. So having a safe zone to where they could be exposed to Spanish and English was a very positive thing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, this there's this connection, but it's the people are missing. But it's a journey. I mean, learning
yes.
and learning a channel is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that we think is fabulous about this offering is that you can do it on your own time, at your own pace, because it is on demand. So the different levels that we offer for beginner, intermediate, and advanced, both in you know, the typical classroom settings as well as movies and documentaries, allows a lot of our customers and a lot of Hispanics who have maybe in some instances two jobs to come home from work and not necessarily have appointment viewing for this channel, but do it, you know, whenever they can.
Yeah, we love the technology these days, don't we?
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly. Well, according to a recent survey, Alfred, as you're aware, nearly 70% of Spanish-dominant Hispanics would like to improve their English and would be interested in doing so through a channel that teaches English as a second language. And for Dish Latino, I mean, this is a great gift to the Hispanic community, what you're making available.
Yeah, I'm glad you think so, Bill. We're very proud of launching this channel on both of our services, both Dish Latino and Sling. It is included in the package price, and so you'll be able to see all the best English Spanish language TV that we offer, as well as the new channel Inglés para Todos, or English for All.
Exactly. Well, tell us more about Inglés para Todos.
Inglés para Todos is a 24-hour channel that is available on demand. It's commercial-free. It offers different classes for different levels, whether it's beginner, intermediate, or those that are advanced and just want to improve their pronunciation and be able to sort of really, dominate the language. It also has a series of movies and documentaries that are really interesting that are subtitled, and they're in HD, and so it is a complete channel that is dedicated the Hispanic community that is usually more Spanish dominant than English dominant, and again we're really proud to continue to serve the community. We've been doing so for over 20 years. We're the leader in the pay TV space with both Spanish and English language programming in our packages. So that is what we're here to talk about today.
Well, I think this is excellent. Again, congratulations for this. I think down the road, Alfredo, between you and me, I wouldn't be surprised if Dish Latino presents another channel that says Español para Todos, because you have, second, third generation Hispanics that, their families were so focused on them assimilating that maybe they missed out on some of the background. I've had several interviews with a professor out of Southern California, and he is really very entertaining and takes people to the roots of their Mexican heritage and culture, and we've had him on several times, and I think there's a hunger for that as well. So maybe down the road we'll have another channel for Dish Latino as well. Just an idea here. Okay.
Bill, I think you're spot on. We're already working on it.
Excellent. Well, good. So television, as we know, has served as a tool for people trying to learn a new language. So this is a natural, if you want to say, an intervention of sorts, to help the Latin community, the Hispanic community, learn English as a second language, right?
Yeah, it's an intervention or just really a tool. I think it's not for lack of want or lack of trying that a lot of the community doesn't speak English. It's tough. There's a lot of things going on. Life moves very quickly. People have kids and jobs and families, and everybody has their own journey. So again, this is really a tool for our customers, or for hopefully additional customers as they learn about this to just progress and really have all the tools that they need to progress in this country while maintaining strong binds and ties to their own culture.
Exactly. Alfredo, again, congratulations to Dish Latino for making this available, and we look forward to more good news coming out of Dish Latino and all the great work that you're doing. Alfredo Rodriguez, the Vice President of Dish Latino, Dish's rapidly growing business unit and brand that offers a broad range of pay TV programming packages to Hispanics in the U.S. and Puerto Rico. Alfredo, where can they go for more information?
Yeah, Bill, thanks for asking. They can go to dishlatino.com, or they can go to sling.com and learn more about Inglés para Todos, English for All, our new English as a Second Language learning channel.
Alfredo, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Gracias, Bill.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live. You are the end of Martinez live.
Hey, so what do you like is fresh and independent. Okay, maybe a little bit ornery here and there. That's just for some spice, okay? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Alveda King joins us, but before we bring her on, I do want to remind you once again, Gosnell, the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer, the long-awaited movie, is out. We saw a premiere last night again, and it officially opens up nationwide to 650 theaters. This is a movie you cannot miss. And I say, whether you are pro-life or pro-choice, this is absolutely eye-opening. Dr. Alveda, as promised, joins us. She's an evangelist, director of civil rights for the unborn, for Priests for Life. Alveda, welcome. Always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Hello, Bill, and it's always good to join you and your audience. And hello, everyone, and God bless everyone.
Amen. Have you had a chance to see the Gosnell movie yet?
I have seen the movie. I was actually a consultant on the film, and early on, just because in the African-American community, because we've been so targeted by abortion, mm-hmm. we were very saddened at the National Black Pro-Life Coalition, and then over at my shop, CivilRightsForTheUnborn.com, we were very disturbed by Dr. Gosnell's case. And we, some of us, did site visits to the where he did the atrocities, the House of Horrors. Mm-hmm. Some of us, Dave Garden and I, were in the courtroom when the hearing was going on. Father Frank Pabon, Janet Morana, yes. Several of us were involved. So I was a consultant on the film. And I have seen it, but I won't go see it at the theater to support it. I'm going to actually buy a ticket and go see it.
Yeah, we had seen it earlier through a producer's link, and last night we went, bought a ticket because we wanted to support it exactly the same way that you felt, but I also wanted to get the reaction of people that was there, which was, it's emotional, eye-opening. They many of the people felt like, boy, we've been told a big lie. We've bought into a lie here, and as a result, 60 million babies have been murdered, and it is just heartbreaking, Elvie. I know when you see what happens in that process, I mean, it was so shocking to Abby Johnson, who I know you know, that when she was the director of Planned Parenthood, when she saw an abortion process, a procedure, done, then she was out the door. You know, I'm gone. I can't handle this. Go ahead.
And of course, Abby has a movie coming out. There's another movie out, Order of Rights. I'm actually in that, appearing as myself. Mm. And then the Roe v. Wade movie, I appear in that one as well, and I'm an executive producer on that. So it's just time for the truth to be told, and people are shocked. Mm. Because some people, I had somebody call the other day, they had seen an abortion, and they were like, well, you tried to get me not to get an abortion. I didn't know what it looked like. Man, can we get something? Can we put pictures up in these pregnancy care centers saying this is what abortion looks like, and can we make the abortion mills put pictures up and say this is what we're going to do to you when you get here?
Mm-hmm.
And I said that would be a good thing if we forced the abortion mills to tell the truth. But these movies are eye-opening, as you say, and their time has certainly come.
Well, and as we know, and you noted this from the book of Ecclesiastes, there is a time, everything, there is a season and time, and you know, for every purpose. Interesting that on the heels of the controversy, and you know, the feminists were out in record numbers, arguing against the confirmation of Judge Kavanaugh, because they knew what would happen to the court if Judge Kavanaugh became Justice Kavanaugh. And so on the heels of that, here comes the release of the Gosnell movie and other movies in the queue. I mean, it's like okay, how many more warnings does God have to give you to open up your eyes to understand that this is not as hard as he told the children of Israel at one time when they were sacrificing their babies to Baal? He said, who told you? I never even thought of any sacrifice like that. How did you come up with that idea?
Well, you know, actually, I don't look at a lot of television, but I watch different things, and there's a show on called Versailles, and they have child sacrifice in that. Child sacrifice is ancient. Mm. It goes all the way back into the early days of the Bible, casting the babies through the fire, burning the babies, aborting the babies, doing all types of things. So these are very heinous practices, and the abortion mill, or the abortion lobby, the abortion community knows about this, but they want to glamorize it and to say, because, you know, abortion is really a sacrifice of the life of a child.
Yes.
Even if it's just for a personal, I'm afraid somebody's going to kill me if I have the baby, I can't afford the baby. But then it goes even deeper into more heinous things, where there are even ritualistic things that involve that. I didn't know that. If I had known that, I had two abortions and a miscarriage because my body was damaged by the abortion.
Exactly.
I did not know any of this. But as a Christian woman today, I have repented, asked God to forgive me. I believe he has.
Yes.
I believe I'll see my children in heaven. I'm not condemning people who have abortions. I mean, I get it. But we did it on misinformation and not understanding.
Exactly.
And I'm having people, men and women, call me, talk to me, send me notes all the time and say, I didn't know. And so I said, God, please, we have to repent. God, forgive us.
Yes.
You know, and for the ones who do know and who are really just doing that wicked stuff on purpose, you know, God, help them.
Amen. Well, and as I have shared with you on many occasions when we've had conversations, Alvita, is that I still am waiting for the day where you hear almost the cry of Rachel, but for men. And it is a cry that cannot be comforted when the men realize that their sons and their daughters have been murdered as part of this big lie that's been thrust upon, you know, our culture, and not here only in the United States, but around the world. And, of course, I was absolutely brokenhearted with the celebration out of Ireland when they passed the law welcoming abortion. I mean, what a heartbreak. Here's a Catholic nation, you know, turning to abortion as the answer. That is just... It's just unbelievable. But see, this is all part and parcel. I mean, we want to, you know, people are saying, how come, you know, what's going on with our culture? We're so uncivil these days. Well, if you don't respect life, how can you possibly be civil?
Life in the womb, the unborn, the preborn, the newborn, the poor, the sick, the elderly, the rich, the men, the women, all of us are human. One blood. The one blood God made all people. That's Acts 17:26. So, when we know that God made us as one human race, and we're supposed to love each other and not to fight and contend with each other and not to try to say one group of us is more superior to the other based on money, skin color, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to get past these points as well and begin to care about each other as humans.
You know, I was thinking about you the other day because you... I was thinking about you the other day because you say that we're one blood, one flesh, and whenever you're on the air with us, and I thought about you because I was reading this DNA analysis. You know what the common DNA analysis, the way it comes out, everybody, regardless creed, every human being, our DNA is 99.9% the same. What does that tell you?
And you can trace that all the way back to the Garden of Eden. You really can.
Exactly.
And then Noah and Mrs. Noah and the three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And remarkably, Bill, and we've had this discussion as well with the children of Abraham. And that's Ishmael's children and Isaac's children, Isaac being the son of the promise.
Yes.
Bringing the blood of Christ, this pure blood that Christ brought into the earth. But God loved Ishmael and Isaac. And so, you know, people will say, well, the Bible says God hated Esau and Jacob he loved. He hated the ways of Esau, not Esau the man. Not the
exactly.
And God is not willing that any human being would be lost. And that's why you've got a lot of Muslims that are now becoming Christians, actually. They're just saying, people are going up and saying, you know, we're really sorry. God loves you, too. And they're like, well, really? So, you know, they say, well, you had the same dad. And then, so it's just the love of God, understanding that we all bleed the same. President Trump says that. And we are human beings, and we are in this life together. I think my Uncle Martin Luther King Jr., my dad, said things like we're inextricably bound in the garment of destiny. That's Uncle Lemel's words.
Yes.
My daddy said a lot of things like that, my granddaddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's A.D. King. Martin Luther King Sr. is my granddaddy, in case people don't know.
Right.
So, but we are human. We all believe the same.
Amen.
Some people say we all maybe didn't come in over here on the same boat, but there's only one group, the Native Americans, that were already here. So now we're here. So we have to get along.
That's right. And and I think that as the agitation is increasing and the lack of civility is becoming more pronounced, I believe, Alveda, that this is an opportunity for people of faith to be the difference, to be what it is that people who are so chaotic right now, what they're looking for. When they look at you and say, hey, you know what, Alveda, I want what you got, then we're starting to win the war here. But we need to keep the faith and understand that, look at it, as Jesus said, hey, you think they hate you. Well, remember, they hated me first, so welcome to the club, right?
And Bill, you just said something. You said, be the difference. I would agree with you. See the difference and be the difference.
Amen.
This is the time. This is our season.
Well, Dr. Alveda King has been with us. Alveda, how can the people be in touch with you and get activated and be the difference, see the difference, and be a part of the solution and not add to the problem?
AlvedaKing.com, civilrightsfortheunborn.org.
Right. Okay, Dr. King, as always, an honor to have you with us. Have yourself a blessed day. Thank you so much.
You too. God bless you and all of your listeners.
Dr. Alveda King, always an honor to have her with us. And again, we remind you that this weekend in 650 theaters, Gosnell, the movie, opens up nationwide. Make sure you take a friend and see it. As I say, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, I believe this will make a dramatic difference for you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon.